get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim's laughing at me because I double clapped. We have a routine that we go through when we start the podcast so that our producer can, you know where to cut off and where the episode starts. And it's always with a clap. By the way, that's a pro tip if you're podcasting and you have a producer and you need to stop and restart for whatever reason, just do a clap and they'll know they need to pay attention.
Yeah, they'll be able to visually see the spike in the audio track on both of our audio separately to know, oh, this is, you know, line it up. And we don't always get our clap perfectly timed, but that's okay. It gets it close. So yeah, he'll know.
Close enough. That's right. So he's laughing at me because I double clapped. I clapped too early. And so today we've got a great topic. We're going to talk about where the best place to host videos online is. And we've got two choices for you, and I'll start off with, we've got a free one and a paid one, and it just depends on, you know, what your reasoning for putting content online in a video format is. If it's, you want it to be found and it's free content, go with our choice number one, YouTube. I don't care what anybody else tells you, YouTube is the number two search engine in the world. So it's not only a video hosting platform, it's also a search engine and will show up in search results. So, you know, just because there's whatever else is out there, including Vimeo, if you've got free content, Vimeo is not the place to put it. You want to put it on YouTube. Does Google index Vimeo? Absolutely, 100%. But we're not talking about Google, we're talking about YouTube. You get double whammy, Google and YouTube. So, and guess what? Google owns YouTube. So if you don't think there's some backdoor stuff going on, favoritism, I think there probably is. So,
Tim, oh yeah, I mean,
what's our paid option? Go ahead.
If you do a search and then you click like the videos tab, it's all YouTube. Like it doesn't show really any videos that aren't YouTube in that search tab. But
that's a good point.
So YouTube is, as David mentioned, the best if you want your video to be found. If you don't want it to be found, then Vimeo is great. And what I mean is sometimes there's content that isn't free content that you're putting out there that you want everyone to see. For example, online courses. For David, for mine and David's online course, Divi Business Expert, and then the soon-to-be-released WordPress and Divi Beginners course, we host our videos on Vimeo because it's a paid course. We don't want it out there for the whole world to see. And you might be thinking, oh, well, YouTube lets you put content as like unlisted and stuff like that. But it's not the same thing. So, and let me explain. Vimeo lets you lock it down so you can't, even if you have the link to the exact video, you can't see it. And you can embed it on only the sites that you say you want it to be embedded on. So we lock it down so there's no way to see the video unless you're on our exact page on our domain, wpgears.com. And so then there's no chance of anyone seeing it. Like on YouTube, you can make it unlisted or private or whatever. But once they have it, they see it embedded, they can click and go to the page and then they can share that page. And so it's not as secure for premium content. And Vimeo, again, it just lets you lock it down as much as you need, which is great.
Yeah, and I will say this about YouTube. YouTube will allow you to make a video private, and even if they have a link, typically it won't work unless, I mean, will private links work on YouTube if they have the link, Tim? I don't remember. It seems like they don't.
I think yes, but the limitation is you can't embed it.
Right.
So it's private. So it's just for whoever's logged in or whoever users you've given access to, but you can't embed it on other pages. I think that's why we do Vimeo. It's because of that.
Well, yeah. And Vimeo, there's a lot of other reasons. There's, you know, the Vimeo platform. Yeah. You can customize the player. You can categorize them. You can like our course, for example, is a lot of videos, and we can, you know, I break down that, basically build the course in the Vimeo platform as well. So it's just a lot of bonuses and added benefits there that that you get besides the security and stuff. So our two places, choices, YouTube and Vimeo. You heard it here first. Not that that's a shock or a surprise to anybody, that those are the two.
Yeah. So. But where you don't want to host videos ever is your own website. So,
yeah, that's right. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, one that I am super stoked and excited about. We're going to talk about internet. We're going to talk about specifically Starlink. And is it right for your remote online business? If you don't know what Starlink is, it's Elon Musk's satellite internet. We've got an inside track. Come listen tomorrow to tomorrow's episode. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.